your reaction to Eli's news yesterday?
Surprised, definitely. We won, you know, I came in, he was my quarterback, wanted it the same way throughout the year, you feel me?
Do you feel like he's getting blamed for some team's shortcomings with this one?
I don't know, man. We all getting blamed for everything right now. So he could take some blame. We defense take some blame. Coaches take blame. I mean, we all getting blamed for everything right about now.
Has it been addressed? Has coaches explained the move or any of that stuff?
Has he explained why he did it?
Yeah.
Nah, he hasn't explained.
Would you like to know or?
Hmm?
Would you guys, you think?
Man, coach make his decision. You just follow with it, man. We backing up Gino. He's our starting quarterback this week, so we going to ride with him this week.
Landon, to be clear, did the coach tell you guys at least he was making a change, or did you find out when you went out there?
We found out yesterday when we ended practice, so we all found out together.
And how strange was it today, practice having 10 on the scout team?
It was very strange, man. I even asked Coach Sully, I said, Eli going to be throwing scout team reps? He told me no. And then I get down in my stance, and I look up, I see 10. Kind of threw me off. I said, man, we back in training camp or something like that. But it was definitely different.
Landon, does that kind of shake you a little bit, knowing that can happen to Eli, that can happen to anybody?
Man, it really didn't shake me because, I mean, it happened to Peyton Manning when I was in college. So if it could happen to him, it could happen to anybody. So if you're not playing up to a par or somebody feels as though you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, they're going to make some changes.
You agree with the decision?
Hmm?
Do you agree with the decision?
I ride with coach. If that's his decision, that's his decision. I back him 100%. If that's how you feel, we should go in a different route and see what we can do, see if we can make a different outcome. I back him.
The reaction was pretty negative. You know, a lot of former players kind of were speaking out yesterday on Twitter about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any of that? And what is just your take to, it seems like overwhelmingly negative reaction to the move?
Yeah, I mean, I saw all their reactions, and it's big. I mean, those guys came up with 10. 10 got them 2 Super Bowls, and I definitely respect all their decisions because, I mean, that's what they roll with. Like I said, I came in and rolled with 10, and he was doing a great job in my aspect. Just wasn't making plays for him, you know. And at the end of the day, I love him to death. He's my quarterback, and hopefully get back out there with me.
Do you see this as kind of the end of the Eli era?
Nah, far from it. Far from it. Eli got a lot of ball left in him. A lot of ball. Nah, no, I'll never say that.
Here?
Huh?
He's got a lot of ball left in him here, you think?
Yeah, definitely. We got to look at the whole picture, man. All our guys are down. All these key components are down, man. When you get all those guys back, it's going to be different.
So if it's not over, is it kind of strange to see this happen? It's not like his era is over.
I guess the coach wants to see somebody else back that evaluation and see what we have for next year.
What's been the reaction in here from guys?
You just kind of just going with the flow and just backing up what we have to do and just really just focus on our job. I mean, coach going to make the decision. We got to go still out there and perform.
So you expect Eli to be the quarterback next year opening day?
I'm expecting it, yeah.
Does kind of nothing surprise you with this season?
Huh?
Does that kind of nothing surprise
right now,
you at this point?
Right now, no. I have to be honest with you. No, not kind of catching me off guard right now. A lot of stuff is happening. it's just like, what's next, you know? So, not really.
Could you have ever imagined the season going the way it has?
No. I never imagined this, never been a part of anything like this or seen it, you know? It's crazy. It's crazy in my eyes.
Do you feel like you're not on offense, obviously, but do you feel disappointed in some way that the team couldn't have done more to prevent this day from happening where Eli's not the quarterback?
Definitely. It's always something you could have done to prevent anything. And in that aspect, yeah, the team could have did more. Coaches could have did more. Players upstairs, a lot of people could have did more to prevent what's going on right now.
What is your thoughts when you've gone against Gino as a quarterback?
My thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think of him as an opponent as a quarterback?
That's a good one because, I mean, I'm going against this. I don't ever know who's really at the quarterback because it's always Gino than David. He has a great arm. I think he got a great vision on the downfield. It just he just has to get the ball out there. He get the ball out there and give his receivers chances. I think he'd do good.